I'm speaking with violinist Weigang Li, a founding member of the world-renowned Shanghai Quartet, now in its 35th season. It's the quartet in residence at Montclair State University, New Jersey. The Shanghai Quartet will perform Saturday with special guest Wu Man, a master of the Chinese lute known as the pipa. And it looks like we'll hear some very special music composed for the five musicians. And thank you for talking with me today, Mr. Li.
It's my pleasure. We have been in Kalamazoo, I think, twice in the last many years. And I'm very much looking forward to go back.
We'll be glad to have you. But before we get to the concert details, may I ask you about a special trip that you're taking to San Francisco without the quartet? This is a reunion of some kind?
Yeah, I'm. They are organizing a reunion kind of event because this year is the San Francisco Conservatory's centennial, and they have a ongoing, very tight and kind of, I think, quite a major collaboration with the Shanghai Conservatory. And I was one of the very first Chinese students actually went to San Francisco to study through the first cultural exchange program between the sister cities of San Francisco and Shanghai. That was back in 1981. So we had five Chinese students there and stayed for three semesters. And we haven't seen each other some in 30 years. So they're putting the five of us together. We still all play professionally. One lives in Hong Kong, one in Europe, one in Long Island. I'm in New Jersey, and the other in San Francisco. So we're going to have a short concert and some talk, you know, and I think there's a full house ready for us.
That will be a strange experience for you to see 30 years have passed, you know, so quickly. And
I know, yeah. And they will show, I think, part of the movie From Alto Mozart, Isaac Stern, China. That was shot in 1979, and we got to know Isaac Stern. I played for him a number of times. I was in the movie, actually. So this is all will come back. And I think they dug through the archives and found many pictures and articles and connections that I didn't even know existed. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's an occasion to reflect on who you are as a musician then and now and connections and friendships you made. The Shanghai Quartet was founded not long after that, am I right?
I went back from San Francisco to Shanghai in 1982, the end of 82, and just less than a year later, we started the quartet. But I had no idea we were going this long. I was a junior in the conservatory. And the other three members were also junior and senior students at the conservatory. We were just forming the quartet to try to compete in a competition in Europe, which we won a second prize. And that sort of made us decide to come to America to study in 1985. And we were very lucky. We studied with some of the greatest teachers, the Vermeer Quartet, the Juilliard, the Tokyo Quartet, the Guarneri Quartet members. And pretty soon we played the New York debut, had a great review, and we had management right away. So we started to play professionally. And now from 1983. So now it's 35th year.
So much has changed over that time, but music has been what allows you to work and to lead a happy life.
Yeah, we played, I think the quartet has done at least 2,500 concerts over the last 35 years, and maybe more. I stopped counting a long time ago. And Wu Man, our guest on this program, he and our second violinist and our violist, they went to school together when they were 14 years old, 14, 15 years old in 1977.
Oh, so they knew of each other already.
Yeah, and we came to America around the same decade, and we each had separate career, and we always see each other, but we didn't play with each other for quite like 25 years until about 5 years ago. We started to gather this program together, and we have been touring with it for the last two seasons. So I think we are doing the same program, so which will be fascinating. The program is very, very good. I am sure the audience will feel inspired by the Tandon's Ghost Opera, which is absolutely a masterpiece. And Woman will play a couple of solos. We will play a string quartet to just show the variety of the music we carry.
Some of the pieces were written specifically for your combination by contemporary composers, so there was a lot of communication possible and how to make each part shine.
Yeah, this Red Lantern Suite for pipa and string quartet is written by Zhao Ling, a young composer, not so young, he's about 40 years old, and doing extremely well. So we know him, and we tell him what kind of music we want, and he wrote a beautiful piece for us. Lasts about 23 minutes, yeah.
That's called the Red Lantern Suite. Does it have anything to do with the beautiful movie that came out in the 90s or something around then?
It is. Actually, the theme is from the movie Raise the Red Lantern, because the composer was his father. Actually, the real story is we asked his father to write us a piece, and he had some health problem at that time, and we were on the deadline, so his son took over the torch and finished the piece.
Oh.
But we did the same piece in Lincoln Center last summer, last winter, I think, and his father heard the radio, was live stream, and he was very happy with it. He actually wrote a letter congratulating the quartet and thanked us for playing, because that was his piece. And my father always liked his movie music. And once he told me, you guys should commission a piece from him because he's a really good composer.
Well, that will be a highlight on Saturday. It's a concert presented by Fontana Chamber Arts, and the concert details and ticket prices are at fontanachambermusic.org. I was able to meet, I did talk to Wu Man many years ago now. At the beginning of her time in the United States, she had moved here just a few years earlier, and those were hard years for her. She had to be willing to advocate and be a trailblazer for her music, the pipa, and getting recognized by and playing with Western musicians, and I have great admiration for her for doing that.
I think, yeah, she single-handedly, she actually widened the whole scope of this ancient instrument. And now, of course, she's getting huge recognition everywhere, but it took her two decades to reach that or longer. And even a few years back, we were talking to people in China, and they didn't think too much of her because she had been away. But now people realize that because she has been away and she was collaborating with the Silk Road and many, many other different genre, different type of music, which actually was crucial in developing the scope of this instrument, instead of just only play the traditional pieces, which were beautiful, but for her it became something more vast, different.
Yesterday, a group of well-known, well-traveled jazz musicians were in the studio here. They had an air about them. I couldn't describe it other than they seemed like universal citizens of the world. To me, in my little world, it felt like if I hung out with them, I would see a much bigger place. And I think about music's role in their lives and allowing them to have a passport to the rest of the world.
Yeah, for jazz, I think for even for classical music, and because I'm Chinese, but I'm playing mostly Western music, German dramatic music, French music, American music, and now we are doing this program is mainly all Chinese music. And people think you are the special, you must be the specialist, but I feel I'm a specialist in dramatic music as well, because that's my, I'm the third generation of my family playing that music, and I spend tens of thousands of hours studying and live with it. And I, as a musician, I really feel that the border is just, it's necessary, but it's not for me. it's not for artists, because we have to be able to, the music is a, almost cliche to say, you know, music is like international language, but it is. It's people don't speak to each other in the same language, and they understand each other through music. It's really true.
Well, we'll be so happy to have the Shanghai Quartet back in Kalamazoo, finally, with special guest Wu Man on Saturday. And Mr. Lee, thank you so much for your conversation today.
You're so welcome. Looking forward to it.